Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that you'll find there. We give them to you for free. So, once again, head over to freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and JJ.
All right. So, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. That's the point of the program. But just to the end of the last hour, we had gotten into a piece about North Dakota. Still to come, there's a possibility that New York might ban e-cigarettes, plus an alternative currency that Ali is finding curious. We will dig into the alternative currency here in a moment. We've been talking about silver and bitcoins already this week, but this is not either of those. So we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But the news from North Dakota, pretty disturbing to me that people wouldn't have voted in favor of getting rid of property taxes. I mean, who in the hell likes property taxes?
It's a good question. And according to the story I was reading, they are actually having a surplus in their budgets so that they can do without the property taxes to a degree.
I don't know if it's that big of a surplus. I mean, it says here that they would have to make up $812 million in annual property tax revenue.
This lady is quoted as saying they have $5 billion in surplus right now.
Wow.
like they have sitting in a fund or something.
That's several years that they could figure out what to do about the
how to lower their, make it more efficient or whatever their bureaucracy is.
Wow. Well, the scare tactics must have worked because, according to the article in the New York Times, it came out just a day prior to the vote earlier this week. It was a Tuesday vote where, was it 76% that voted in favor of the property tax?
It's 76-23, basically.
Yeah, so 76% of North Dakotans said, we are scared. We don't want our property taxes to go away because what would the state do?
Because, and then the pause. That's basically it right there. I think it's sort of like I was talking about the dependency in the last hour, and it's sort of how government creates it's sort of this cancer, if you will, that spreads. It's a disease more than a cancer, because cancer doesn't actually spread from person to person,
mm-hmm.
but it's sort of a contagion, and it's an idea, and then people give in to this idea through social pressure and those
right.
around them. And the idea that we need to band together to form this greater union. And we talked about how government has created some of the most destructive things that mankind has ever seen in the way of aircraft carriers and Tomahawk cruise missiles and nuclear weapons. And it's just like they've created a lot of destructive things that don't involve, metal and wires. And that's the ideas of government, the idea that you are not in charge of yourself, that there are other people wiser than you, better than you, in charge of you. And it's sort of like the government's like, well, how do we keep people in check? Well, if we create a caste of people that are dependent upon our services, and maybe this group of people are poor, so they depend on certain services.
Right.
This group of people aren't poor, but they don't like to defend themselves, so they depend on a different service and on down the line. And so they get all these sort of interwoven dependencies. And it's just
threaten to take one of those away, and
exactly.
they freak out.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, what else do we do? This is all I've been taught to believe should exist.
Are they saying that people would have to be fired if this property, getting rid of property taxes thing happened?
Well, no, they're kind of just painting this doomsday picture of a big question mark of what would happen? What would happen to our cities and our parks and our schools? And it's $812 million that we need to make up. And this is, by the way, the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce and state's largest public employees unions gathered together to oppose this proposal to get rid of the property tax.
Well, the measure stated that property taxes must be replaced with revenue from state sales taxes, individual and corporate income taxes, oil and gas production, tobacco taxes, lottery revenue, and other sources. So
they just said in the provision, let's raise the other taxes and get rid of the property tax.
Exactly.
So, according to Andy Peterson, the president and chairman of the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce, who normally you'd think the Chamber of Commerce is a group of businesses, you'd think business owners would understand that, oh, hey, you've got high property taxes? Well, that makes it so I don't want to open a business in your town. So you'd think business owners would get this one, but nope. The Chamber of Commerce acknowledged that property taxes have climbed in some parts of the state and that North Dakota's political leaders need to tackle the issue. But, he says, their spokesman says, this solution is a little like giving a barber to a razor, or excuse me, giving a barber a razor-sharp butcher knife. And by the way, this barber is blind, and asking him or her to give you a haircut. Huh?
Well, if you think about it, the Chamber
terrible
of Commerce...
Terrible analogy.
It is terrible.
Yeah.
The Chamber of Commerce is usually staffed or occupied, however it's conducted, by individuals who already own businesses, who've already arranged to have certain property tax, you know, I guess, levies, or not levies, but deductions or special interests. And if they have to compete with an even playing field, like some guy could come and open up a shop across the street and not pay a property tax, not have to finagle a reasonable price, well, that doesn't do him any good.
That's
He's worked hard for that position, Ian.
No doubt about that. Business owners are notorious. A lot of them are notorious for supporting regulations.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's just like in this town, for example, you have a property owner who has a large amount of property, and we've seen him use the city council, as he's a city councilor, to his advantage. And he's actually used it against his opponent. Remember the thing between the rival signages on Main Street? And it's just like... It's like you watch them do this thing with the city council and ordinances, and now his thing is the schooling, getting on this list of approved, funded, like, schooling. Basically, when a student gets money, they can allocate it to spending it for dormitory fees, or they can allocate it towards whatever other sort of measure they find for a shelter. And so this guy is like, well, we'll create this list, the college hands to the parents, and says, these are all the approved houses. They went through this extra inspection program.
A voluntary inspection.
Exactly.
Program.
And all his houses are, they meet the code, you know, as per the inspection program goes, and then everybody else has to either pay these things like siding and little, just the facade, and it's just those illusionary things that make you think that a house is sound and it's
safe. But it could be total junk on the inside.
Exactly. So it's a lot of paint and primer and facade, that sort of stuff.
So it's unfortunate, though. It looks like people have been in North Dakota completely confused by this issue. I'm curious if there's anybody out there listening tonight who, if you were in North Dakota, maybe you are in North Dakota, and you voted in favor of this, or you would have voted in favor of this, and by in favor of being, excuse me, I guess not in favor, they voted no.
They voted to reject it.
Right, the proposal was to eliminate property taxes. They voted, 76% voted no, we want to keep property taxes. Are you somebody who would have voted no? Are you somebody who wants to keep property taxes? Why?
My question is, was this proposed like as some kind of principle, oh, it's wrong to be taxing people on their property? Is that why this was proposed? Is that how this bill was sort of being advertised?
It was actually part of that proposal. The people that were arguing in favor of this said that the tax is unpredictable, inconsistent, and counter to the concept of property ownership.
Okay. See, I mean, like, basically, that's what matters to me is how was the conversation in Dakota, or North Dakota, right?
Yes.
How was the conversation about this bill being had? Was it basically a big conversation about, is it okay to tax people on their legitimately owned property?
Well, the woman in this article, this ABC News article, basically, she says, quote, people shouldn't have their homes held hostage, unquote, says Charlene Nelson, chairwoman of the organized effort behind Measure 2. The state, quote, the state has more than enough revenue to pay for K-12 education as well as government service without kicking people out of their homes, unquote.
She also said this, the same problem kept coming up, talking about, she said it means all of us are renters, none of us are homeowners. So she's got it down,
right.
It sounds like.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's a good stepping stone in this incremental process of liberty towards self-ownership. So let's first say that we own our property, and then let's declare ourselves our own property.
I think people have a tough time with that concept. I think a lot of people have this weird guilty feeling they don't deserve their whole, you know, they don't deserve to be able to get off without paying taxes.
Come back here with more. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-453. Do you support keeping property taxes? What kind of person does that? It's Free Talk Live.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes, when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, including the archives going all the way back to late 2006. You can click and download as many shows as you want. Those other shows charge you. other radio programs charge you for their archives. We give them away. So go to freetalklive.com and grab them up. You can also visit our SoundCloud page as well, which is another way to not just download the archives, but play them back in your browser and use the SoundCloud share button to share it on your Facebook, Twitter, maybe on your WordPress blog. They make it easy. And you can find the SoundCloud link over in the left-hand column of freetalklive.com under the Listen and Share section. Once again, that's freetalklive.com in the left-hand column for the link to the SoundCloud page. As we mentioned previously, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up soon, as in starting Monday. It is not too late for you to get involved. You can go to porkfest.com, and you can get registered over there. It's $35 for the entire week. The campground has, I understand it has sold out. I don't believe that means the RV park portion has sold out, and I think that you can still like rent an RV space and still put up a tent in it, so there should be ways for you to be on the property at Rogers Campground, but the fact that the campground is sold out is, I think, an indicator of how much of a popular event this has become. Porkfest is huge, and it keeps getting better year after year, so don't miss out. Even if you only come up for a few days, come on up. It's worth the time. There's a great group of people, hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented folks, all at the same campground together. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Bill is in Oklahoma, and actually in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Bill in Oklahoma?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you, Ian. I wanted to interject another idea as far as the property tax is concerned. Now, you talked about how certain people are just conditioned to be dependent upon the government and that they don't want other people to exercise any type of freedom if they have to endure the tyranny. But I've come up with another idea, and that is I think people are very apprehensive about what government would do once they went ahead and eliminated the property tax. So it becomes a case of, okay, do I just take the little amount of tax that I have to pay in my property tax and just be happy with that and they won't screw me otherwise? Or do I take the chance, abolish the property tax, and God knows how the government's going to ring me later? Not everything is done through a populist vote. A lot of this stuff is done through state senates and their house and stuff that people don't have direct control over. And if it comes down to it, I think people would want to err on the side of, okay, I'm only spending a little bit of money here, but if I vote to take away the property tax, I'm leaving it in the hands of the politicians, and there's no telling what they're going to do to stick it to me later on.
And I get where you're coming from. I think there's a lot of fear involved. However, I would hope that people would see, hey, look, property tax means your house is always on the chopping block. They always have this axe over your head, and if you don't do what they say, they're going to take your home from you. At least with
an
income tax. What's that?
They can do that anyway.
They wouldn't have as easy of a time taking a home from somebody, I don't think, if they were back on income taxes, for instance, or
eminent domain gives them access to your property.
Yeah, but eminent domain isn't very popular either. I think they're going to have to deal with a much more unpopular way. I mean, losing a home due to property taxes, at least they can say, well, this person didn't pay their fair share. When they start taking homes with eminent domain, that's not a fair share issue anymore. Now that's more of a selective targeting of we need this property here. And I think people will rally behind or in defense of the property owner much easily with eminent domain than with property taxes.
Right, because the idea of abolishing property tax sort of sends the message that, yes, you own the property, and maybe this would, if this had gone through, it would have made people feel more property owner conscious, maybe?
Perhaps. But then again, you have to take into consideration now, with all the foreclosures and all the fiascos in the economy, you can make the argument, well, it doesn't do me any good to abolish the property tax if my house could still be taken away. I mean, there's no guarantee that they're going to keep the house either way. But that's a different.
Well, I think you could make it. I don't know how logical an argument, but you could make an argument for individuals not paying property taxes would then have more money in their pocket to make those mortgage payments. All right, maybe that's just an extra payment or two per year, depending on the homeowner and their
depending
tax rate.
Depending on the taxes, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe they can actually make the payments now, whereas before they were scraping by and just, you know, failing on one or two a year.
Well, one of the things I'd like, one of the things I prefer about other taxes as opposed to property tax is some of them are easier to get away from. So if I don't want to pay sales tax, I can buy things on Amazon and I can avoid paying sales tax on a lot of that stuff. If I don't want to pay an income tax, I can work under the table. I can, you know, be an agorist and I can do jobs for cash pay and I can avoid that stuff. Whereas with the property tax, it's just unavoidable. I mean, they have a target on you as a property owner, and they're gonna come and get you. And if they don't get your cash, they're gonna get your house. They're gonna sell the house, and they're gonna sell it to somebody else who will pay the property tax. So you're coming up with some good objections, I think, here, Bill. But I'm wondering, what do you think? I mean, if you were in North Dakota, how would you have voted on this?
I would have to know more about the bill. I would have to know what's in it for the government, obviously, because they're not just going to just give me the option to abolish the property tax without some string attached. I mean, we all know that the government doesn't work that way. They don't just...
Well, no. This is... Well, hold on. This is a proposition. So that means that they had to... The people who supported this had to collect something like 30,000 petition signatures in order to put the matter on the ballot. So it wasn't the government giving people... You're right. No government is going to just say, hey, how'd you like to get rid of the property tax? They're not going to do that. This took a lot of, you know, grassroots activist effort to make it happen. And so they get those signatures out there, and of course they had to spend more money to promote it. So it was a group of individuals who actually care about property rights that had done this. I mean, the government wanted nothing to do with it. Even Governor Jack Dalrymple, a Republican, said he opposed the property tax ban. He said, it's mind-boggling, really. We'd be changing everything, frankly. And, of course, these people don't want change.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
No, I mean, to bring up a scenario that's similar to my situation, because I'm not familiar with North Dakota at all, Texas abolished their property tax a long time ago, but the problem that they're having in Texas now is that you were saying that with other taxes you can get away with. Well, they jacked the gas prices up, and they jacked up grocery prices up because they've had to bring in the income elsewhere.
Hold on. You said Texas eliminated property taxes? You must be mistaken.
I believe they abolished the property tax a long time ago.
Quick Google results here makes it look like there are property taxes in Texas.
They are. I could have sworn it was Texas. I didn't know. I know there's a bordering state where I live that they abolished the property
tax. I'd love to know. I'm curious as to which state doesn't have property taxes. That's that would be amazing if one of them didn't. And I thank you, Bill, for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Kind of a political dodge, though, saying he needs to know more about it to decide whether or not he would vote for it. I mean, the proposal is to eliminate property taxes and make up the revenue through other taxes.
Right.
Do you support that or not? And if you don't support it, why not? Why not get rid of the property tax? It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. The bulletin board system allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and, of course, it's there for you 24 hours a day. bbs.freetalklive.com, like the rest of the features on our site, it is free for you. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Allie.
And JJ.
We go right back to your phone calls, your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Troy in Saskatchewan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Troy.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'd like to give an example of a tax revolt that happened in Saskatchewan in the year 2000.
Okay.
It was a rural-based tax revolt. There wasn't a lot of money in farming then, and the farmers couldn't really pay the property taxes. So, anyway, they had a big revolt, and what happened, like, people just stopped paying their taxes, or farmers did.
Really?
And, and the government, the municipal governments had to back down, and to this day, taxes per quarter section of the land have dropped, they're half of what they are to this, and that's 10, you know, whatever it is, 12 years later, they're half the price. So, unfortunately, though, you know, it wasn't a philosophically based, you know, revolt. It was just, you know, people couldn't afford to pay, so they stopped paying. It wasn't anything about politics or morality, like farmers are socialists, just like everybody else, or most farmers are. So I think that is a kind of an example of what's going to happen in the future. And I think North Dakota situation, they're just not at that point yet. You know, obviously some, enough people are mad about taxes that they got on the agenda somehow in this vote, but just too many people are cheap, I guess. And
well, I wonder, you know, the interesting, but by the way, the North Dakota vote you're talking about, for those just tuning in, they voted on Tuesday to whether or not to eliminate taxes. 76% voted to keep property taxes, voted to keep property taxes, 76%. But I wonder what would happen if you did some exit polling and you asked the voters an important question. Are you a property owner? And then find out what percentage of property owners voted to keep or get rid of property taxes. Because not everybody voting in that election is a property owner. In fact, you know, while it's probably true that property owners are more likely than the average person to be registered to vote, there are plenty of people that were going to that election who are renters, people that don't have any property that they own, who were likely casting a vote in that election. I wonder how that would have changed the outcome if it were only property owners that were voting on whether or not to eliminate property.
That's a good question. I'd be happy to see that result.
Troy, what do you have a thought?
I think you have a good guess. I think you have a good I never thought of that, and I think you're right on the right track there. Of course, people aren't going. Yeah, the property owners are going to be more likely to vote against property taxes. But yeah, I think it is a trend of the future. And I think if we can get these governments on the run and competing with each other over you know, who has the lowest tax jurisdiction and whatnot, and you know, of course they're going to fight this, and they're going to end up, you know, like they're already doing in the States, like they're going to start the exit tax or whatever, so you're not going to be able to leave, take your money out.
Sure. So, well, yeah. But, you know, I think you're right. I hope that we see this. I just don't. I tend to think that most people are too darn scared to step up and do a property tax revolt like you're talking about. I guess, like you're saying, the farmers you're talking about were forced into the position in that they couldn't pay, so that's why their revolt came about. And maybe it'll get that bad in some places. I can tell you, it's bad here in Keene, New Hampshire. I mean, I pay $6,000 a year for a property here that is just a duplex. I mean, it's tremendously burdensome here. But, you know, on the other hand, New Hampshire doesn't have a personal income tax, and it doesn't have a state sales tax as well. So the property tax is where they get the bulk of their revenue. And if, actually, as I understand it, there may be a provision on the ballot this year in New Hampshire that bans an income tax. So there may actually be a ballot provision where people can vote as to whether or not to never have an income tax in the future of New Hampshire.
Well, that's
so
great.
That's kind of cool. But, Troy, thanks for sharing your story. Anything else on your mind?
Just one quick point. I know this tax idea, but like the no income tax is a big issue with you. And to make it come about, I think if somehow this be some sort of way to get everybody to do it at the same time and to pledge to do it and kind of incrementally, like get the people before they their names are released, whoever's in the, you know, future revolt, get everybody signed up and then bang, do it all the same day. Because when you do it yourself, Ian, or whoever's doing it, like I pay taxes and, you know, because I want to make money or whatever. But yeah, if you get everybody to do it at the same time, then you might have something there. But anyway, that's all I have.
That's the trick, Troy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is getting people to, number one, have the courage to do something like stopping paying income tax, or rather, whether it's income tax or property tax, but to stop paying property tax because they know that the government guys are going to pick somebody. They're going to pick somebody to make an example out of them. And nobody wants to be that example, and so therefore most people are too frightened to do anything like that. Another problem is that most people have mortgages, and in the terms of a mortgage, it always says that you have to abide by all the laws regarding the property, and you have to pay the property tax. So,
but in Keene, there's so many old houses, and maybe, I don't know, a lot of them are newly bought, but it seems like there are probably people who own their houses here and who are done paying their mortgage on them.
Maybe.
And I think that what you would have to do if you really wanted to do something like that, where you had, you know, a property tax revolt, would be to organize to make it part of the conversation, organize with other people who are on your side, and then, you know, devise some plan of when you're going to do it or how you're going to make a big statement about it.
I hope it happens. I really do.
Yeah,
I mean,
strategy,
I would totally be on board.
Definitely. Strategy and planning.
I just don't think we have the numbers at this point. And I wish we did. I wish the people, you know, the 25% of the people or 23% of the people in North Dakota who voted to get rid of the property tax, there'd be some great people to have move here to New Hampshire, perhaps, or at least on that one issue. They're certainly good. Getting more people who are of a like mind to move together seems like a no-brainer to solve a lot of the problems that that we're dealing with today. By the way, I've been playing with an interesting device in the kitchen here at the LRN.FM studios. It is the C Crane Company Wi-Fi Internet Radio. The CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio gets 18,000 stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. It's all available through the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. So you can put this thing wherever it is. It can receive a Wi-Fi signal, so pretty much anywhere in your house, and you can listen to your favorites, favorite streams from wherever they're originating. Sea Crane Company has great quality products. They are the best. You can go to seacrane.com to learn more about not just the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio, but some of their other great products as well. And when you check out, you can mention Free Talk Live in their checkout form, and you'll get a free flashlight from C Crane. So, once again, that's C-C-R-A-N-E, ccrane.com for the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. 855-453, you can take control of the airwaves. Still would love to hear from somebody that thinks that, you know, that getting rid of the property tax is a terrible idea. Apparently, most people think it's a bad idea because they voted in favor of property taxes in North Dakota. And you'd think that a place like North Dakota would be more likely. I mean, I don't know, it seems to have more of a
rustic sort of wilderness.
West or the West, yeah. You know, the individualists or whatever, right?
Pioneer, frontier, whatever, something.
Yeah, we got a long way to go here before we actually have any kind of semblance of liberty in our lifetime, don't we?
Yeah, that's a good point right there, is that if you think that the percentage of people, you know, is basically almost 3-1, it's like, well, there's a lot of people that left convinced that this issue is a bad one. And it's, as you said, why do people support the property tax? Why would people vote against this proposition? And it's other than fear-based, I can't think of any logical reasons.
Maybe it's the too-good-to-be-true fallacy.
Maybe just people just like being abused. Please, Master, may I have another? 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come here, hours? Can those be money? Allie is going to look into that, and we'll discuss that as well. 855-450-3733. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And JJ.
Allie, you can join her for her own radio program, which is Ladies in Keene. That's K-E-E-N-E. LadiesInKeene.com is where you can go. There are blogs at LadiesInKeene.com.
There are blogs. And right now we're excited about our live show at Pork Fest.
Oh, yes. Tuesday?
Tuesday from 2 to 5.
3 to 5.
That's right. 3 to 5. I was thinking it's 2 hours long. 3 to 5. And it'll be in the LRN Media Room.
That is awesome. Very exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. I think, didn't you have something from
We were planning on, for Derek's journey that he's taking across the country, we're going to save up money for that during the show, or just taking donations for it. So,
cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll really appreciate getting out to all that support.
Definitely.
Especially since he can't be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But you can. Porkfest.com is where you can learn more. But LadiesInKeene.com is what I wanted to tell you about. You can go and get more audio featuring Allie and the other ladies, Cecilia and Kate, and occasionally some other folks as well. So, once again, LadiesInKeene.com for more Allie. Let's go to the phones. And then Allie will tell us about the new currency coming out in Colorado, at least parts of Colorado. Jim is with us first, though, listening in Daytona Beach. Hey, Jim.
Hey, yeah, I'm real interested in your discussion on property taxes. I live about 40 minutes drive north of Daytona Beach, and my property taxes are about $1,500 for the year, which, you know, I think is very reasonable. But I'm from the Chicago area, and I'm hearing some really crazy stories from some of my friends that still live in Chicago. One of my buddies, he travels for a living. He's gone 5 days a week, so he could live anywhere. So he picked his family up and moved them from Chicago down to the Nashville, Tennessee area because his taxes on his home hit $10,000 a year.
Whoa.
It really raises the question of what is property ownership. You know, he said, look, I'm a young guy. I'm in my 40s. I still have a mortgage. And, you know, I'm at a point now where with us, we don't have a mortgage anymore. So we're living without a mortgage, which is great. But he said, look, what if I work real hard for the next 15 or 20 years, make extra payments, end up without a mortgage? I'm still going to have a mortgage, which is my, you know, property taxes and all the corruption going on in the state of Illinois right now. You know, it's almost like you don't even mind paying the taxes so much, but when you figure out where the money's going, it's even worse. So he just decided, look, this is like having two mortgages, and he ended up just moving out of the area. So, it really does raise the question of what is home ownership? I mean, if you get to a point where you've paid off your mortgage and you still owe $1,000 a month just for your taxes, I mean, that's, you know, what is owning a property anymore?
It's just a joke. I mean, that's essentially the situation that I'm in. I own my home, but I'm paying $500 a month in property tax. $6,000 a year. I mean, it's not $10,000, but it's not a $1,500. That's where I come from down in Florida. I was paying $1,500 a year for property tax down there. And so I'm actually paying more in taxes now living here in New Hampshire than I was down in Florida. But you know, for a lot of people, they're going to be paying less because people coming from places like New York State, where they have to pay outrageous property taxes plus a sales tax, plus they have a state income tax, will have a lower tax burden. So a lot of people moving here will have a lower tax burden. But I get you, Jim. I mean, you don't own your home. The whole thing is an illusion. It's just something to, you know, you essentially are passing around a rental slip when you sign away a deed to somebody who's buying your home from you. You're just passing around a governmental lease, basically. And
I'm wondering if there is any type of, you know, two questions I had from a legal standpoint. One would be, is there any type of lien that you could have on your home that would be superior to a tax lien?
Like, no way.
Two people get together and do friendly liens. And then the other question I had was, you know, how churches are exempt from taxation. Mm-hmm. Could someone form a nonprofit organization and then put their home in that and avoid taxation on the real estate that way?
Yeah, that's, I think, probably a better option than hoping that your lien would be given priority above a city government's lien. I don't think it would. They're going to have their ordinances written to where their liens are superior. But I think the church option might be a good one, but good luck getting them to recognize you as a church. I know that there's a guy in Grafton, New Hampshire, who owns the Peaceful Assembly Church, which actually is a church building. Like, whereas if you're just saying what your home is a church, I mean, you should be able to. That should be an option, and I actually have been looking into it. You know, this guy actually has a proper church building with a steeple and everything, and they're telling him that they don't think he's a church. That he's the pastor of this church. It's got a marquee out front. It's a church building.
What are they basing that on?
I don't know. They just don't, you know, they want the money. So he's gone now 2 years without paying property taxes. After year number three in New Hampshire, they can begin the tax sale process. So we're going to find out what happens, essentially. So he hasn't paid the taxes. He's basically making a stand and saying, I'm a church. Hello. And whether they're going to come after him, it remains to be seen until next year. So certainly as we hear more about it, we'll let you know. And Jim, thanks for your call and your thoughts tonight.
Thanks very much.
I appreciate it. Yep.
I wonder if there are certain government approved beliefs that churches can have, and maybe that's the reason for the state of churches as they are now. Like, you know, what is it that you have to do to be a church by the government standards?
Right. I've actually been looking into that, and I'm thinking, you know, I may end up having to hire a lawyer to figure this stuff out. But from my research, at least here in New Hampshire, there doesn't seem to be any like set of requirements, because they can't tell you as a church, because, you know, it's religion, it's supposed to be very sacrosanct, they can't tell you that you have to have a governmental permit in order to be a church, that you have to have a 501c3 or some sort of corporation status bestowed upon your organization before the government will consider you to be a church. You should just simply be able to be a church, just to simply say that you're a church and you're the pastor or the minister or whatever, and that should be it. But obviously it's not that easy.
Mm. Maybe the state sees some value in having churches, but not if the point is to get away with not paying property taxes.
They don't want to open up the floodgates to all kinds of new churches, the newfangled church of believing in cats or something like that. And just everybody's got a church now. All of a sudden, no one's paying property taxes.
It apparently is good if you let your livestock practice little rituals and beliefs. I mean, slaves had all kinds of ritualistic belief stuff, you know, singing while they were, I don't know, maybe that's made up, but they talk about how they sang and they made quilts and they did all kinds of cultural things that are really cool and interesting, but they were, of course, allowed to do all that stuff because it maybe made them better workers. I don't know.
Keep them distracted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But, yeah, I agree with you, JJ. I mean, clearly, if they let one person say their home is a church, then who wouldn't want to do that?
Yeah.
Although, going
the
back...
The same people that would vote for property taxes.
Yeah. Although, in North Dakota, you're looking at only around 23% of people in favor of getting rid of property taxes. All it takes is a few people to band together and refuse... You know, to join together for a tax revolt, and you would have a really powerful movement. Because, especially if we're talking about families, like, it's one thing if I, you know, Ian Freeman's not going to pay a property tax. Well, it's, you know, people are going to look at me as, low life scumbag. But if you've got a family with kids, and this family has decided to step out there and say, you know what, property taxes have gone too far. We're going to make a stand on this, and we hope that you will join us as well. You know, put a friendly face on essentially a very radical idea. And I think the state agents will have a much tougher time demonizing a group like that. But once again, how do you get a family to agree to do something like that? I mean, these people usually have careers. They've got kids because they're a family, and so therefore most families aren't going to want to put their kids' freedom or the roof that's over their head on the line.
Yeah, I
to
think
make a stand.
If we looked at this situation with Jay Noon that happened south of us in Vermont.
He does not have a family. I believe he was living alone.
Right. He had a girlfriend, but not a family.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if she lived there or not. Regardless, the thing that I think helped him was that when it came time for the property taxers to take the property, he had a lot of support. And there was a lot of, it was sensational in a way. Instead of just sitting in your home waiting for them to come take him away, he made a big deal out of it. He was transparent, and he had a lot of people over that supported him. And then the actual home theft was put off for about 6 months or 8 months or something like that. And I think, you know, more and more of that is what's needed, as you said, banding together and finding more people who can support the cause. I think also, though, is that a lot of the people who might support the idea of removing these taxes are not property owners, and they can certainly support a property owner who's going to have his house seized. So I think it's an effort that needs a lot of attention from all different groups of individuals.
And it needs people, too. I mean, Jay Noon, as you're pointing out, was able to avoid seizure on the day that they were supposed to seize it, but they came eventually. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 3 is up next. Speaking of hours, we're going to talk a lot about hours on the way.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.